Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As I said before, my technology, my technology, my technology. But that's okay, because God is still in the business of allowing you to be able to hear the Love Live Jesus Ministry. So I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for joining me on tonight. Tonight is our prayer night, amen, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it, amen. And so on tonight, we're praying unto God. And before I came on air, I was already in the presence of God. I was listening to some music, and I was in meditation to the Lord, and I just love God with all of my heart, not because of what he's doing in my life and my family's life and my friend's life, but because of who he is. He is God, and besides him, there is none other. And so I'm going to read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to get into the very presence of God, and we're going to pray unto God, and we are going to just ask God to just help us. We're going to ask God to keep us, because God is just that good. And so I want you to really forget about everything else that you're going through. Forget about what you're going through. Forget about anything that you're thinking about, because we serve a true and living God. And so I want you to just, I just want you to get into the presence of God, because God is going to do some great, 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 great things. And so be sure to just praise God and receive God, and be sure to get into his very, once again, I thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight is a different night, because I feel the presence of God. We're going to have a good time on this particular ministry. But I want to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Excuse me, Psalm 136, 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're going to get into the very presence of God, and we're going to pray unto God, and we're just going to allow the music to play. I have my speakers plugged up here, but the main thing you need to do is to be into the presence of God and get into the presence. I want you to forget about yourself. I want you to forget about who made you mad today. I want you to forget about who made you mad last week, last month, last year. Amen. Bring all of your burdens unto the Lord, whatever they are. Begin to pack those burdens up, because we're going to place them on the altar. When I speak about the altar, I'm not speaking about anything that is built by man. When I speak about the altar, I'm speaking about the hands of God. God likens his hands to an altar, and so we take all of our burdens unto God. We're going to pray, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're praying for each and every one of you. We're praying for breakthroughs continuously. We're praying for the ability to walk into the will of God. We're praying for those children who are missing. We're praying for those children who have been killed. We're praying for people who are in convalescent homes and nursing homes. We're praying for everyone. We're praying for people who have lost something or someone. We're praying for people who are in the hospitals. We're praying for people who are behind the jail bars. We're praying for leaders, we're praying for schools. We're just going to pray for whatever the Lord gives us, and we're going to allow the music to continue to play. And as I said before, this is a recorded ministry. So therefore, if you're not a night owl, then you can listen to the ministry on tomorrow. But if you are, then praise God, because you can be here when it's live, a live experience with the Love of Jesus ministry. But it's also recorded for those of you who are not night owls, okay? And so we're going to get into the very presence of God, and we're going to pray unto God. And we're going to ask God, before we even go into his presence, would he filtrate our hearts, and anything that is not of him, would he remove it? Anything within our minds that causes us to deviate from the focus of God, we ask, would it be removed? Anything that we see, we ask, would it be out of our focus? Anything that our hands can touch that will lose, help us lose focus, we ask that it be loosed and it be thrown into the sea of forgiveness. We come unto God, amen, with a heavy heart. We come unto God with a happy heart. We come unto God just thanking him for blessing us to wake up this morning. We come unto God asking that he transform us before we get into his presence. We come unto God as new creatures. We come unto God under the anointing, the Holy Spirit of God. We come unto God expecting something great. We come unto God expecting breakthroughs, deliverance, and people set free. We come unto God to unleash the enemy from our children, the strongholds that's holding them down. We come unto God. We come unto God with new discoveries of how to help our children. We come unto God with new things of how to make this a peaceful nation. We come unto God as empty vessels ready to be filled. We come unto God in the humblest manner we know. We come unto God with our eyes focused, looking up unto the hills from which cometh our help. We come with our mouths giving God praises. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. Lord, you started us on our way, Heavenly Father. You gave us the health and strength that we needed to make it, Lord. We thank God for our hands, the service we're able to provide. We thank you for our feet, Heavenly Father. We don't take those for granted, Heavenly Father, because you blessed us to be mobile and walk from place to place, Lord. Lord Jesus, as we come, Lord, before you, Lord, we come, Heavenly Father, as imperfect people, and we're ready to be filled by the word, the anointing of God. We come and ask that this prayer fall on fresh ground. We come, Heavenly Father, asking what the manna that's falling from the air be, the manna utilized for our seeds to continue to grow, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, anything that is not like you, we ask would it be removed, Heavenly Father, before this ministry of prayer even begins, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Love of Jesus ministry and the host and the guest and each person who's on the line tonight, Lord. We feel the transformation. We feel the movement. We feel the power of God, Heavenly Father. We feel the anointing of God. We feel the manna that's coming down from heaven, Heavenly Father. We feel that our hands are going to be a great service. We see that our mouths are going to be mouthpieces for you, Lord, in the world, the disenfranchised, Heavenly Father. We see that our eyes are focused upon you, Lord, and we see that we see clearly, Lord, and we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not going to know every place that we go, but because we are with you, Lord, we know that the faith that we walk by is good and it's valid, it's not void. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, would you continue to bless those seeds, Heavenly Father, that you have planted to grow, Heavenly Father, and to help us to become better people, better ambassadors, as we get ready to open up the doors, Heavenly Father, and as we get ready to come into your presence, we ask that we bow down before you, Lord, and that we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we reverence you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we know that many sheep are lost and have gone astray, Lord, and we know that you're summoning people, Heavenly Father, to go out and find those sheep, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, which you just bless us not to be hard-headed, saints of God, Heavenly Father, but bless us to be obedient and do your holy and righteous will in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you continue to anoint and crown this head from the top to the bottom, Heavenly Father. Would you bless the words that come out of my mouth to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Would you bless this prayer, Heavenly Father, tonight to be a prayer that covers each and every person who needs to be covered, those who say pray for me and those who refuse to say pray for me. Lord, we bless those who believe in you and those who do not, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. As we get ready to come before you, Lord, we ask that you purify our hearts, Heavenly Father, help us to concentrate and focus on you. Lord, we love you and we adore you, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to look down upon us, Heavenly Father, and help us to be used in a mighty way, in which we know that because of our use, Lord, we know that wherever, whatever assignment you have for us, that we can handle, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Jesus, for the mountain experiences. We thank you for the valleys, Lord. We thank you for the test, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord, in the past, present, and future, Lord. If we had a vision talk, we could say thank you, Heavenly Father. But with this one, we say thank you and we praise you and we bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, as we get ready to bow down before you and go into prayer, we ask, Heavenly Father, with each person who is in prayer or who is standing for someone, would you hear the prayers and hear the cries of the people, Lord? Would you bless this particular seed, Heavenly Father, to continue to grow, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you help us, Lord, take care of us, Lord. Now, Lord, as we transition to our prayer, Lord, we ask that you be with us and stand by us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I said before, the night before yesterday, I said that if you have come on the ministry and you have anything else on your mind besides our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you may need to go and come back again, because we are going to get into the presence of God. We're not playing with God. We're not putting on a show. We're getting ready to get into the presence of God. There are people who are spiritually sick. There are people who are physically sick. There are people who are waiting on breakthroughs, people who are needing breakthroughs. There are people who are crying, people whose children are in trouble, people whose children's lives are destroyed. We have adults whose lives are destroyed. We have different things going on, and God wants to revitalize. Amen. He wants to help. He wants to bring those dead situations up. Just like the Lazarus experience, he said it's not dead until he speaks over it. Amen. So therefore, we must continue to pray unto God. And if you are on this ministry, God bless you, because God sent you here. And we have to pray unto God, and we have to be sincere. And we have to ask God for whatever we want, whatever we need, and because God is able to provide. Amen. And so we're going to get into the very presence of God, and we're going to pray unto God. And we're going to listen to the Center My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And I don't know what a song is coming on next, but we're going to continue to pray. And if we finish praying by the time this song is over, great. If we're not, we're going to keep going in Jesus' name. However the Lord moves us, because I told the Lord that he's in control, not me. I'm under the anointing and the direction of our Holy Spirit. And we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to give God a mighty praise. Amen. Because we know that God is able. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to lie down last night in the very image of death. But all last night, you kept us, Lord, and it wasn't because we've been so good or it wasn't because we've been so great. It's because you saw fit for us to wake up. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel down these dangerous streets and byways. We thank you for preserving our lives and helping us to be safe, Lord. And then, Lord, we pray for whoever that was in that accident on Valley Mills Drive, Lord. You bless somebody else again, Lord. You spared somebody's life. And we say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord. Lord God, we need you right now, Lord. There's so much happening in the states and the countries, Lord, that people don't even know what to do. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you give them direction? Would you give them a word, Lord? We need to hear a word from you. Lord, our youth are in trouble. There's a crisis going on. There's a war going on. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bind the hands of the wicked and destroy that seeks our youth, Lord? Lord, we ask that as they travel up these dangerous streets and byways, to be the angel that goes with them, Lord. Would you help each adult in their life to be better role models and to continue to be role models, Lord? Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of life, Lord. And Lord, we understand that all of our days are numbered, but as we live on earth, we ask that we live on purpose, Lord. Lord, somebody went into the hospital for surgery, Lord, and you blessed them once again, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to look down upon them, Heavenly Father, and pain or not, Lord, they're still here. And because they're still here, that means that we serve a true and living God. Then, Lord, somebody came out of the hospital and they were in pain and had to go back in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Would you bless whoever that was, Lord? And we say thank you, Lord, for them to be able to feel the pain in the first place, Lord. Then, Lord, there's somebody thinking about going in the hospital and they're scared, Lord. But we ask, would you give them the assurance that you're going to be there with them, Lord, that you won't leave their side because you are God. And you said, I'm with you always. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in convalescent homes and those who are in nursing homes and those who are in halfway houses and those who are not in any houses at all, Lord. We ask that you look down upon them and tickle away whatever they need to move to the next level, Lord. And then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to disseminate your mighty and holy word, Lord, so that men and women, boys and girls will come and ask, what must they do to be saved? Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless any missing child, Lord, whoever it may be, whether they've been missing for a day or several days or years, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless them to be found. Then, Lord, we ask, would you restore peace where there's war, Lord? Would you continue to help your leaders, Lord, to, Lord, we bless your name. We glorify you. We praise you and we magnify you, Lord. We come to you, Heavenly Father, in the power and in the name of Jesus, and we ask, would you break any chain, any yokes, Heavenly Father, that is keeping the people from receiving your reward, that is keeping the people from being blessed, that's keeping the people, Lord, from being safe. We ask with all those chains to be broken, Lord. We ask with all those strongholds be loosened, Lord. We ask that you continue to help our eyes to be focused upon the hills from which cometh our help. Bless our hands to continue to be of service, Lord, and to bless our feet to continue to walk in your will, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless each parent in this universe because parenting is hard, Lord. We ask that you bless the children, Lord, in a particular manner. Would you keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord? Would you bless them as they travel, Heavenly Father? Would you preserve their lives and would you help them to be obedient to their parents and to their grandparents and to other adults, Heavenly Father, so that their lives may be spared, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, if anyone is like Israel, Heavenly Father, and disobedient and hard-headed, whether it's a nation, whether it's a group of people, whether it's a person, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you turn them around, Heavenly Father, just like you did Saul, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. We come to you and we come to you in a humble manner, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. We thank you for the doors you've opened and those you've closed, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the will of God and we thank you for the uncertain things in which we have to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this ministry that stretches all across this land and country, all the way to New Zealand, Lord, and Australia and Ireland, Lord, and we ask would you just continue to plant those seeds of your word, Heavenly Father, because we want the people to know that we serve a true and living God, Lord, because it's all about you. It's not about us, Lord. We ask would you continue to humble us in a particular way, Lord, and help us, Lord, and restore us, Lord, and refresh us, Heavenly Father. Remind us that we are mouthpiece for you. Remind us, Lord, that we are to be in your image, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing our character, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you help us to bow down before you, Lord, and to look up to you, Heavenly Father, and to lay down all of our burdens in your loving arms, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, if someone came to this ministry depressed or someone this ministry down, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you lift them up, Heavenly Father, would you bless their eyes to remain on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. Jesus, we pray for those who have passed on. We pray for their families, whether they committed suicide, Lord, or whether they died of natural cause, or whether they were killed. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to comfort these people's families, Heavenly Father, in a particular manner. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who know you and those who really don't know you, Heavenly Father. Would you help them to establish a relationship with you, Lord? Lord, we thank you and we appreciate you, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless the prospective churches all over this land and country, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, as you are showing, Lord, there's a lot of shift and movement within your house, Lord. And you want people who are going to not only be inside of your house, but go outside of your house and tell how good you are, Lord. And I ask that you use me in such a time like this, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bless you and we take you. We just love you, Lord. In your holy name, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Lord, to be the vessels, Lord, that you want us to be, helping the people that you would have us to be, Lord. Help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord, because we know that you are God, and we thank you, Lord, and we magnify your holy. Father, we ask this to give us those valley moments so that we can appreciate our mountain experiences, and would you continue to give us those mountain experiences, Lord, not so that we can appreciate you because we already appreciate you, Lord, but so that we can go and tell people how good you are, Heavenly Father. We appreciate you, Lord. We love you. We adore you, Heavenly Father. And we just ask that you continue to help us and that you continue to keep us, Lord, because we know that you're God, Lord. We know that you are omnipotent. We know that you are powerful, Lord. We know that you are almighty, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us to do your holy and righteous will. Name we pray. Amen. We thank you, God. We bless you, God. We glorify your name. We magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had our Wednesday night prayer, and God is just good. He's worthy to be praised. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you tonight. Continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, writers, promoters, journalists, actors, actress, free to love, that's ALFREDALOVE. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'd love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry where Jesus shines with love. And if this is that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to encourage yourself and stay encouraged, because we serve a true living God. The God that we serve is a mighty and powerful God, and we love God with all of our heart and with all of our soul. So we really appreciate God for who he is, what he does, and what he stands for. In addition to that, continue to pray for our youth in a major way. Make sure that as you're praying for our youth, that you pray that you be a great role model for our youth. It's very important that our youth are looking up to us to make the right decisions and to do the right thing at all times. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to just be the best you can and pray. Make sure that you also check out my hub pages. If you look under ALFREDA.com, find my hub pages, and I have various topics that I have. And so, therefore, I need you to look at those and please enjoy. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to take care of yourself and take care of your family members and take care of each person because we serve a true and living God. We serve a mighty God. We serve an omnipotent, all-powerful God. And so make sure that you just take care of each and every person that you encounter. Make sure that you continue to live up to the standards that the Lord has given us to us because we serve a true and living God. We serve a mighty and powerful God. And we thank you so much for tuning into the Love of Jesus ministry. So I want to ask you with that big, beautiful smile, it's all about you, others that love us to us because God is love. So next time, which is Saturday, take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.